Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
We're longing for your hand to guide us to a place where you can cleanse us with your rain. Baptize us once again, we thirst for you, Lord.
God bless you, beloved. Welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah Taylor, and beloved, it is a blessing and an honor to be with you once again today. Truly, we do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. We pray that as you start your day today, that you will realize and know that God loves you, that he cares for you. Praise God, and great God, he is a great God, and he's a wonderful God, he's a kind God, he's a loving God, he's a good God, he's a faithful God. Hallelujah. Oh my God, he's a righteous God, he's a just God, he is the God that's more than enough. Praise God. He's the God that is watching over his word to perform it concerning your life. Praise God. We want you to be encouraged today, beloved. God does love you. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going into prayer. We do thank God for prayer. We thank God for the opportunity to pray, to call upon the name of the Lord. Praise God. If you would like to share your prayer requests with us, we invite you to call in. This morning, if you'd like to call in, praise God, 718-664-9578. Praise God, this is Set Free Live. Praise the Lord. And we're just honored to be able to pray, to call on the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. As we go before the Lord, we do know there are so many needs. Praise God. Those that are, praise God, even lost and undone without the Lord. Amen. But God is able to save. He's able to set free. Praise the Lord. So we want to pray this morning. Praise God. Even for the lost. Praise God. We want to remember to pray for our leaders. Praise God. Pray for those that are in leadership positions. Praise God. Both naturally and spiritually. Praise God. The Bible tells us to pray for those that are in leadership. Pray for kings and for those that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life. So we want to remember to pray for our leaders, praise God. We want to remember to pray for our loved ones, amen, our family members, praise the Lord. Those that are sick, praise God. Those that, amen, even the shut-in, those that are not able to get out, praise God. But we want to remember to pray for those as well. So as we go before the Lord today, praise God, let's keep those requests in mind, praise God, and just place them before the Lord. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you, Lord, that you're God, that you're God, the God that is more than enough. And we thank you, Father, that your eyes are running to and fro to show yourself strong on behalf of your people. So, Father, as we come before you this morning, we ask, God, that you would continue to move, that you would move in our lives, Father God. That, Lord God, if there would be any sin in the lives, in our lives that would prevent our prayers from touching heaven, we ask for cleansing, deliverance. Oh, Father God, we ask, God, that you would just, oh, my God, come in and have your way, Father, in this prayer today. We thank you for that. We thank you, God, that you love us, that you care about us, that, God, we can cast every care upon you because, Father, we know that you care for us, Father. So we thank you. We thank you for your word. Your word is alive. Your word is quick. Your word is powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces to the dividing of asunder soul and goes down into the marrow, the joint. It goes down into areas, Father, that we cannot see Your word goes, Father God, to the darkest part of the earth. Oh, my God, it goes to the waste places even, Father. Your word is far-reaching. And so we thank you that as we put your word in the atmosphere, we know that it will accomplish that that it's sent forth to do. It will not return void. So we thank you for your word. Help us, Father, to glean and help us to have a greater hunger for your word, that we may decree it, that we may declare it, that we may stand on it, that we may walk in it. Hallelujah, because we know your word is life. It is light to us. It's light to our pathway. Father, we thank you. It is food for our very soul. Father God, we thank you that Jesus even, oh God, put your word first. He wouldn't eat, oh God, when he was hungered and the enemy tempted him to turn the stone into bread. He said that man would not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. So, Father, we live by your word. We thank you for your word today. And we ask, Father, that you would continue to watch over your word, to perform it. Oh, Father God, we're thanking you, God, for prayer today. We're thanking you, God, that you are, that you come, Jesus, to seek and to save that which was lost. We know that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man, a righteous woman, availeth much. We thank you now. Oh, God, we know that, God, that there is nothing impossible with you, Father God. So we recognize that the enemy has captivated lost souls. He has gotten range of their minds and their hearts. But, Father, we know that, Father God, according to your word, that we can release your word to them. Send forth your word to go forth and do the work that needs to be done. So, Father, we pray for their release from the world, from the flesh, and from the devil. Father, we will be persistent to pray, Father God, for the lost, because we know that you're not reluctant to save, oh God, but God, your hand is outstretched and ready for those to come to you, Father, because your word declares, whosoever will, let him come, drink freely of the rivers of life, Father God, because Jesus died, that we might be free. So we thank you for that, God. We thank you, God, that your desire is that all would be saved and all would come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. So we thank you that we have authority to pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, because it's by his name that salvation comes, that the blood was shed, and now the blood of Jesus that was shed, and now we have the authority to pray in your name. Hallelujah. We thank you for that. We thank you that salvation is a gift, a free gift. No one can buy it, but it's a free gift given just because you love the people of God, just because you love those that are lost. That's why Jesus died, because of his love. And we thank you for that, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you draw those that are lost to yourself by the power of the Holy Ghost. So we ask for the convicting power of the Holy Ghost to come now. Go to those that are lost. Go to our lost loved ones. Go to those that may think that they know you and may have a mind, but not the mind to fully surrender to you. So you go to them, Father, and pull down the middle walls of partition in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Father God, that, Lord God, you give victory in your name, salvation, and the blood of Jesus gives us victory. And, Lord, we have a right to walk in victory, to walk in truth, to walk in eternal life because of the blood of Jesus and because of what he did and how Jesus redeemed us from the curse of the law. So we have been redeemed. We've been bought back, hallelujah, to be put in right standing with you. So, Lord, we thank you for that. We praise you, Father God, that if those that are lost would confess you, Lord, as Lord and Savior, and ask you to come into their lives and change them, Father, you will do it. And, Lord, we thank you for that. So we pray that, Father God, our lost loved ones would come to you, that they would realize that they're lost and undone, but there is hope, and hope is in Jesus. Father, we thank you now. We praise you for what you're doing. Oh, Holy Ghost, you go and you bring conviction to the lost. Help them to repent and come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and baptize them in the Holy Ghost. Bring about change in the lives of the people, in the lives of our children, in the lives of our grandchildren, in the lives, oh God, of our loved ones, our aunties and uncles and grandmas and grandpas and all of those that do not know you, Father. Lord God, let there be a great harvest of souls to come into the kingdom of God for the glory of God. Father, we thank you. You go from the east coast to the west coast, go down south and go up north. Father God, in every part of America, begin to save, deliver, set free by the power of the Holy Ghost. The unreachable, so-called unreachable, go to them. Go to the drug houses. Go to the crack houses. Go to the pimp houses. Go to those houses that we don't want to knock on those doors. Father, you go. And you go in and begin to break up the fallow ground. Go to the gangbanger's house, Father God. Go to the drug lord's houses, Father. Oh, Father God, and begin to do the work that needs to be done. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. We praise you for your word. We thank you, Lord God, that as we continue to decree and declare your word, Father, you're quick to go forth. And the angels of the Lord even will go and minister on our behalf when we set forth the word. Father God, when we pray, when we call upon your name. So, Lord, we're thanking you for that. We thank you, Father, that you're loosening burdens. You're loosening burdens and you're setting the captive free. Oh, Father, we thank you now. Oh, Father God, we pray. Oh, Lord, that you would continue to move, Lord God, those that are bound, Father God, on crack cocaine, on heroin, and all the different drugs, Father, that people are bound by, even prescription drugs, Father God. Oh, Lord God, we pray, Father, that you, by your Spirit, would loose, Father God. Oh, God, let change come into their lives, Father God. Help them to repent, Father God, of the evil and all the things that they're doing to harm their body. Father God, give help where help is needed. Strengthen the weak, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Pour your healing oil over them now, from the top of their heads to the bottom of their feet, Father God. Oh, Lord God. And Lord God, as they commit to you, as they surrender to you, Father God, and their body goes through detoxification, Father, we pray that the anointing of Jesus would cover them, protect them, lead them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, keep them busy in the spirit realm, Father God. Keep their minds, Father God, from wandering off into that would get into the same stuff, Father God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you now. Let a blanket of healing cover them now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for it now. We give you praise and we give you glory, Father God, for deliverance, Father God, from crack, from cocaine, oh God, from bass, from bar, from beef, from biscuits, from bones, from boots, boulders and brick and bump and bunk and cakes and Casper and junk, cookies and crumbs, cubes and devil drugs, Father God, eight balls and fat bags, Father God, deliver from gravel and hardball and hell, kibbles and bits. Oh, God, kryptonite and love. Oh, God, moon rocks and nuggets. Deliver, Father God, from onion and pebbles. Oh, my God, from ready rock and rocka and rocks. Father God, rock star, Roxanne and Scotty and Scrabble and smoke stones. Father God, houses and teeth and tornado. Deliver, Father God, all the effects of crack in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you now that you're loosening the soul ties. Oh, God, breaking every curse, God, from crack in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you now. And Father, go down into the bloodlines, Father God. Generational curses, Father God, from drug addiction that goes back into the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, eighth, tenth generations back, Father God. You begin to destroy these curses, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We're taking authority over it now. Oh, Father God, we're thanking you that you're cleaning up that young lady, you're cleaning up that young man right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, pulling them out of the den of the devil in the name of Jesus, pulling them out, oh, Father God, from death, hell, and destruction, because we know that the devil came to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus, you came to give life and that more abundantly. So, Father, we thank you now. We praise you, God, for what you are doing. Father, continue to have your way. Continue to be Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for setting the captive free. Oh, Father God, we love you today, and we appreciate you now for what you're doing, God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for you. We thank you, Father God, that your word does declare, God, that we are, that we're to give intercession, the giving of thanks, oh, God, for all men. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up our local government. We lift up our leaders. Oh, God, those who minister to the body of Christ, we lift them up before you, God. You said, Father, in your word that all flesh must come unto you and humble themselves, recognizing that, God, without you, that we can do nothing. So, Father, we pray that you would give wisdom. Father, we ask, God, that the men and women of God, Lord God, and leaders all over would acknowledge you in all of their ways and that they would follow you and allow you to direct their paths, Father God. We place the blood of Jesus Christ upon each of them now in the name of Jesus, from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, God. Lord, we ask that you would cause them to be sober and alert in every decision that has to be made, Father, even on our behalf, each and every day. Father God, we bind every hindrance that would confront them. We ask that you would quicken them by your power and that, God, it would be demonstrated in the task of their leadership. Cause them to be upright, Father God, and sensitive in their assignments for which you have ordained for them to walk in, Father. You said in your word that the powers that be are ordained of you. So we thank you, God. We give you praise and we give you honor and we give you glory now. Oh, Father God, we ask for forgiveness, God, for every decision that has been wrong. We ask, God, that you would forgive us, Father God, for not praying properly for our leaders. Cleanse us from that and help us to be more diligent to pray. Father God, we thank you now and we appreciate you for what you will do, what you will continue to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we love you now. Oh, Father God, we thank you for healing, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that you came, Jesus, to heal from every sickness, every disease. And it's by your stripes, Jesus, that we are healed. So we thank you, Lord, for carrying our sicknesses and infirmities on the cross. We cast out all spirits of infirmity that would attack our bodies in the name of Jesus. We break and we rebuke and we cast out any spirit of cancer that would attempt to form in the lungs, in the bones, in the breast, in the throat, in the back, in the spine, in the liver, the kidneys, the pancreas, the colon, the skin, or the stomach, in the name of the Lord Jesus. We rebuke and we cast out all spirits that would cause diabetes, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart attacks, strokes, kidney failures, leukemia, blood disease, COPD, arthritis, lupus, MS, and Alzheimer's, in the name of the Lord. Father, we speak healing to every fiber of our being, getting down into the joints, the muscles, the organs, the head, the eyes, the throat, the glands, the blood, the marrow, the lungs, and the kidneys, and the liver, the spleen. Oh, God, the spine, the pancreas, the bladder, the ears, the nose, even in the sinuses, Father, in the mouth, the tongues, and the feet, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we cast out and we bind the spirit of fear that would cause heart attacks in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for loosening from all spirits of rejection that would cause diabetes, any self-hatred and inheritance, the generational curses that would come down through the bloodline that would try to cause diabetes or high blood pressure or cancer. In the name of Jesus, we thank you now, oh God, that you're loosening those from rheumatoid arthritis that's been rooted in self-hatred or low self-esteem. In the name of Jesus, we command these spirits to go. In the name of the Lord, Father God, we thank you for loosening, oh God, those from sinus problems that's been rooted in fear and anxiety. We command those spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you're loosening those from high blood pressure rooted in fear and anxiety. We command those spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you, God, for strengthening weakened immune systems that's been rooted in broken spirits or a broken heart. And we command these spirits to come out in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you, God, for loosening the people from strokes, God, rooted in self-rejection, self-bitterness, anger, rage, self-hatred. We command these spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you for deliverance today, Father. We thank you now. Hallelujah. Forgive us, oh God, for allowing fear, guilt, self-rejection, self-hatred, unforgiveness, bitterness and sin, Father God, pride or rebellion that opens the door to sickness or infirmity. We renounce these things in the name of Jesus. We will walk in your love, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that we walk in love. We walk according to your word. We walk according to the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, temperance. Oh, my God, self-control. Oh, Father God, all of the fruit of the Spirit. We walk in it, God. We thank you for it today. We praise you, Father God, that no disease can cleave to our bodies, according to Psalms 41 and 8. We thank you now. We break all curses of sickness and disease, and we command all hereditary spirits of sickness to come out in the name of the Lord. Father God, we thank you now that you're breaking the curse of premature death and destruction in the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you that we prosper and we walk in health today, even as our soul prospers. So we receive your word, which is health to our flesh, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We praise you for your word. You are watching over your word. We love you today. We appreciate you, Father, for all that you're doing. Father, you are God. You're God on the mountain. You're God in the valley. Oh, Father God, we thank you. Hallelujah. That we declare your word today. We stand upon your word today. And Father, we pray that you will fight on behalf of your people. Father God, that you would defend. You'll be a defense, Father God. That, Lord, we stay on the offensive against the enemy. We will not be on the defense, but we are on the offensive, Father God. And as we put on the armor of God, Father God, truth and care that covers our loins, the breastplate of righteousness that covers our heart. Oh God, the helmet of salvation that covers our mind. Father God, the shield of faith that quenches every dart of the wicked one. The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We fight with the word. Hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you that as we wield that shield and we wield that sword of the word of God, that every dart of the enemy, every attack of the enemy is aborted because we're properly covered, Father God. We're covered from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, and even putting on, shodding our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We walk in the word. Oh my God, we live the word. Father God, we thank you for that today. We thank you, Father God, that we are warring soldiers, that you give us how to war. Hallelujah, a good warfare. That we stand, Father God, as good soldiers, enduring, Father God, soldiers, not entangling ourselves with carnality and flesh and things of the world, but minding the Spirit of God. Oh my God, with our eyes on you and our heart on you, Father God, we're attentive to your cry, Father God. We're attentive to your word, to obey every word that you give us, Father God. So we thank you for your word today. We thank you now that we will continue to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. We thank you now. We praise you, Father God, that you're raising up an army that will walk in the Spirit, an army that will live in the Spirit, an army that will obey you, Father God. Oh God, a people that will stand in the kingdom of God, Father God, in this end time, that we will be the church that you want us to be according to the book of Acts, and we will be the body that you want us to be according to the book of Acts. We thank you for that now. Father God, we thank you for this prayer today. We thank you, God, for all that you're doing, all that you'll continue to do. Father God, now you look on your people everywhere, near and far. Oh, my God, continue the work that you have begun. Lord God, we thank you. We praise you. We will never cease to give you praise, give you honor, and give you glory. And, oh, God, everyone that's listening, I pray, God, strength. I pray, God, that you would move. I pray, God, that your word would permeate their souls and their spirits, that you would keep them encouraged, lifted up, edified. Oh, God, Lord, we thank you now. We give you praise, honor, and glory for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, be encouraged today. Know that God loves you and he does care for you. He is watching over his word to perform it. We pray that God would bless you as you go out through go throughout this weekend. Praise God that your services will be impacted with the power of God. And on our next broadcast, we pray that you will continue to listen and know again that God loves you and He cares. He has your best interest at heart, beloved, oh God. And He is working all things out just for you because He loves you and He cares. Until our next broadcast, oh, be blessed, beloved, and know that God really does care for you, and His word will be performed in your life as you surrender to Him and continue to give your all to Jesus. Until our next broadcast, be blessed in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit our website at www.setfreeoutreachministries.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments at setfreeoutreachministries@hotmail.com. You may also write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 2456, Pueblo, Colorado, 81004. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out just for you because He loves you. And He cares.
For your hand to guide us, a place where you